In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lent is all about the cross. The difficulty sometimes is that those who share the good news of the cross do it so loudly that it becomes an offensive message rather than how gentle and quiet it is meant to be. One March, I received a telephone call to do a visit. It was about 3.5 hours away. I traveled, knocked on the door, and went in and sat down. An extraordinary senior citizen sat across from me and very gently and quietly explained that her cancer had moved all the way through her body, and that she had been quite content months before to stop treatment, but agreed to keep suffering in treatment for her love for her husband, her children, and her grandchildren. We talked for just about an hour. She reminded me how important it would be to care for her daughter, Marnie, and her son-in-law, Colin, and the children. She reminded me that my responsibilities were to ensure that they saw the best in themselves, that in the most difficult times of life, that they knew there was somebody on their side, and that she had spent the last 73 years doing her very best to ensure that they knew that they were loved and valued and appreciated. But the cancer had taken away all of her strength, and now she would abide in her faith, a faith that for her personally meant that in the blink of an eye, she would join her Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for her sin, and that through his forgiveness and his mercy, she would spend everlasting life with him. She quietly and gently shared with me that she had had a faith since she was a tiny child, and that whenever she was unsure about that faith, she would go to the local church and sit in a pew and stare at the cross. A reminder of Christ's gift of his life for the forgiveness of all of humanity. She finished her conversation by leaning forward in her chair and eye to eye whispered to me, "Now, Stevie, I'm depending on you. I know you won't let me down, because I know that your faith is what carries you too." I only saw my grandmother one more time after that visit, and it was in the hospital. And we were gathered around the bed, and as you can imagine, everyone was in hushed whispers. I don't really know why we do that, but we do. I love my grandmother's sense of humor. She turned to my grandfather and said, "I would like Neapolitan ice cream, and so would everyone else here. Go get some Neapolitan ice cream. You're going to need some bowls and some spoons, and hurry up." I'd never heard her use that tone with my grandfather before. There was an urgency in her voice. It was Holy Week. About an hour later, he showed up with the ice cream, the bowls, and spoons, and we gathered around her bed as if it was an altar. And we shared what was for her the sacrament of ice cream, sharing her favorite flavors, laughing and joking and teasing together, and for a moment forgot that this would be not only her favorite meal, but our last meal together. Grandma died Good Friday morning at 7 o'clock. It all made sense, you know. She would rise in glory. What an amazing gift to be able to spend an Easter with Jesus. What an amazing gift. Whether you be healthy or sick this Lent, whether you be employed or unemployed, whether your family be at its healthiest or struggling in profound and deep ways, whatever your situation is today, may you know that there is a God that loves you beyond your imagination. May you know that Jesus Christ came to love and to teach, to heal and to guide, and to sacrifice his life for every single one of us, to give us the gift of eternal life. In today's gospel, Jesus explains to the disciples how important it is that he is able to share the good news, that he is able to love and teach and sacrifice. You can imagine how shocked they were. You see, for them, the definition of Messiah was ruler, king, emperor of sorts, some kind of political and military figure. And Jesus explained that the Messiah definition from that day and forevermore would be a servant leader that was prepared to sacrifice all as a gift to humanity. And in the midst of it all, one of his best friends, Peter. Isn't it always one of our best friends that challenges us? You know, some of the greatest advice we get is from best friends, and some of the worst advice we get is from best friends, mostly because they're trying to protect us from ourselves. And in this case, Peter had a different vision for Messiah, a ruler, a political figure, a warrior. So in the end, Jesus needed to put his arm around him and remind him that it was God's purposes, not humanity's purposes, that he was there for. It wasn't a pleasant correction. Matter of fact, it was public and embarrassing. But the intent wasn't public humiliation. The intent was a correction. And the correction was as simple as this. It takes sacrifice. It takes a servant leader prepared to give all in order to grant humanity eternal life. You and I may not be called to give all, but we are called to be sacrificial in our love, in our forgiveness, and in our grace with others. Sometimes even to grant clemency, unwarranted forgiveness. As we remember that the cross is at the center of all that we believe, let us quietly and gently remind ourselves of the love that it took for Jesus to hang there and to rise again to be the Savior of the world. Amen.